hello. Welcome to Fish Fry, everyone. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton, coming to you from eejournal.com. This week, ladies and gentlemen, I've got design tools on the brain. You know how that is, right? It's either design tools or basketball these days. Maybe that's just me. Well, in this week's Fish Fry, I've got a design tool doubleheader to throw your way. First up, we're tackling verification of arm-based designs with Frank Schurmeister of Cadence Design Systems. Frank and I sat down at this week's CDN Live Cadence User Conference to talk about the challenges of verifying arm-based designs, how Cadence's Palladium emulation system fits into the mix, and a little bit about La Boheme. Check it out. Hi, Frank. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Fantastic. So tell me about some of the challenges that people face when they're designing ARM-based systems.
So let's first figure out what an ARM-based system is. One of the interesting aspects these days is the Internet of Things. So consider my wristband. I'm wearing a Fitbit that takes my sleep, that takes my step information. Connects to my cell phone, which is the local hub for me using Bluetooth, and then from there my data is going into the cloud where it's stored, and I really hope my mom hasn't hacked into it so that she knows that on a lazy day I only do like 777 steps, something like that, right? ARM's everywhere in there. So on the device side, the sensor side, you have the M series, so that's kind of like the Fitbit has an M3, I believe. Then you have the ARM cores in the actual cell phone, which is the high-end smartphone piece. And then, of course, there's this battle raging for the server processor, right, with ARM, Intel, all that, where ARM 64-bit architecture is going heavily into and is used into servers as well. So ARM's everywhere there. So now you have to verify those components individually, and you have to verify the whole piece as a system from the sensor through the hub to the server and make sure that you can actually validate all that. So challenges in that are interesting. So you need to be able to deal with software. You need to be able on a cell phone, for example, to bring up Android, to bring up iOS, to bring up Linux and all that. You need to be able to analyze the performance of those chips. So there is the performance analysis piece where you have tools like our Interconnect Workbench, for example, being used specifically. And then you need to verify all these new protocols, right? In the networking server space, one of the things ARM has is this CHI protocol and so forth, which is used heavily there. And you need things like verification IP for that.
So tell me a bit about your recent announcement in this space.
Well, one of the things we announced today actually here at CDN Live is how ARM and Cadence are partnering to enable the ecosystem for V8-based systems, but it's broader than just V8, but V8 is the focus of this announcement, to have our solutions work with ARM-based system design better. So the first thing there is the notion of Cadence being a reseller of ARM fast models, those are the processor models for software development, which are integrated with our hybrid solution together with Palladium to enable early OS bring up. Another aspect of it is the Interconnect Workbench, which allows you to analyze the performance and to verify the ARM Core Link components. So that's becoming 10 times faster, and we are working closely with ARM on that. And then the third piece is, of course, the verification IP, and that's specifically around this CHI protocol, which ARM, I think, announced last year. The VIP for that, the verification IP, is available for all simulators and also for emulation and so forth.
So let's go a little further into the Palladium part about this. Tell me more.
Well, so imagine you want to tape out a chip, and you really need to make sure that the embedded OS, may it be in Linux, may it be in Android, may it be in iOS, what have you, that all runs. And you really don't want to have this pivotal moment in your career where the chip comes back and it doesn't work together with the software, right? So you need to validate all that together. So that has moved from bringing it up when the silicon comes back to the pre-silicon phase. And Palladium is a instrument of choice there, a hardware-assisted verification and software development platform, where together with the ARM fast models, we can bring up OSs up to 60 times faster. That's what customers like NVIDIA have seen and will talk about here at the conference as well. Then once you have booted it up faster, you can also run your embedded tests. They run up to 10 times faster at the end. So that's where Palladium plays in the software world, the software bring up world. And also Palladium as an emulation engine is used heavily, of course, for providing data to performance analysis. So you want to run the throughput analysis, and it's also used together with the verification IP to allow you to run more cycles, really, to do your verification of the complex interconnects like the CHI interconnect.
All right, Frank, you've been on my show a couple times now. Have you done anything fun lately?
Absolutely. So, 2 weeks ago, the last 2 weeks were actually fun. First of all, I love my work. I get around travel-wise. After a week of skiing with my daughter in Donner Ranch in North Star and then in Heavenly, I went on a business trip to Embedded World, which was fun with it in itself, German food and so forth. But then the real fun part, given that I love performing arts, was, and my boss should tune out now, is on the way out, I actually managed to fly through London and got tickets for the Royal Albert Hall to see La Boheme, the opening night, which was a really amazing performance. So that was definitely fun. Together with the skiing of my daughter and German food, travel to Germany, but La Boheme was kind of the icing on the cake. So that was definitely fun.
I am jealous. That sounds amazing. Well, thank you again for joining me, Frank. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Same here. Thanks for having me.
Next up, let's switch gears just a tad. My next guest is none other than Norman Chang, VP at ANSYS. So please welcome ANSYS to their first appearance on this here Fish Frying podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, thank you for inviting me to talk on the podcast. Yeah, this is Norman Chang. I'm a VP and Senior Product Strategist at Apache ANSYS. And our company product is focusing on the backend signal integrity, power integrity, ESD, thermal simulation, etc. Also covering the from the chip to packaging and to PC board area. For this year's Design Vision Award, which is featuring the Pathfinder Dynamic, which is a relatively new product. If you look at currently the industry products is on the schematic check for the ESD problem, which is electrostatic discharge problem, and also using the static solution checking the resistance or current density. However, this is checking for the primary discharge path. If the design is involving the secondary discharge path or the parasitic conduction path, then the traditional solution cannot find the problem. So in today's high frequency and high speed design, especially for I/O or IP or the analog design, that they often use a non-conventional method for ESD protection. For example, they remove the diode or they use a big MOSFET for the conduction path using the reverse junction path. So therefore the Pathfinder Dynamic presents a new solution, an innovative solution for the ESD check industry that to check the parasitic path. That is not designed intentionally to see if those parasitic paths, including the substrate, including the well diode, reverse junction path, if that provides unintentional discharge path that can damage the circuit, and then the tool will check the voltage at every node and also check the current, and therefore give hints to the customers that where could be a possible problem on their design. And they see not only the primary discharge path, also the secondary discharge path. And that's why this is a new solution, and it's very much needed for the industry in the high speed and high frequency design for the CDM and HBM ESD check area.
So Norman, I hear you're quite a tennis fan. Tell me more about that.
Since I came to the United States about 28 years ago, I was playing ping pong in Taiwan, so then after I came to the United States, I see a lot of tennis playing on TV. So I pick up tennis right after I came to the United States. And I've been playing a lot since then. So I can say I'm a pretty active player for the tennis.
So what's your favorite tennis player of all time?
I would say Federer. I have Federer on a link on my Facebook page. Yeah, so he's definitely a great tennis player. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Norman.
Okay, thank you very much.
And now it's time for a little news you may have missed. Now, folks, let's talk about Watson. Yes, the same supercomputer who obliterated Ken Jennings on Jeopardy. The same Watson who is changing the face of cognitive technology as we know it. And yes, the same Watson who has been completely incommunicado when it comes to my request to a Wheel of Fortune duel. I see how you are, Watson. Well, Watson now has a new gig. He's inventing a whole new IoT. The Internet of Tapas. Get it? IoT? Okay. Well, it is true. Apparently, Watson's IBM keepers, or parents, kept all of his Jeopardy winnings, because now he's schlepping it at a food truck. No, this is not your average crepe truck or taco stand or voodoo donuts truck. Oh, no, he's working at a special food truck that has the Institute of Culinary Education in New York teaming up with the researchers at IBM. Think of Watson as a souped-up sous chef who has every single recipe from every single kitchen food truck in Grandma's kitchen at the tips of his robotic fingers, or something. Watson's new creative computing food truck debuted in Las Vegas earlier this month and even made the rounds to the South by Southwest Music Festival that took place this week. So, what exactly is going on? Well, Watson is given an ingredient by one of the food truck chefs, and then Watson uses his extensive database to come up with trillions or even quadrillions of possibilities of different taste, texture, and flavor combinations based on its knowledge of recipes, food pairings, and regional cuisines. So I know, first Watson took over Jeopardy. Now he's taking out the food truck industry. Well, okay, not quite. But in this case, Watson is just really a tool to make chefs more inventive, think up different taste and flavor combinations that they may not have thought of before. I think this is an utterly fantastic way to utilize the cognitive learning capabilities of good old Watson. And he can just leave our game shows alone, thank you very much. If you want to check out a video of Chef Watson in action, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page entitled The Tale of Two Tools. All right, it's time for a little EE Journal's social media message. If you haven't gotten around to liking us on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. You can also check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM and join our circle on Google+. We also have a YouTube channel that is full of techie awesomeness, including our Chalk Talk webcast series, hosted by yours truly. And by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of March 14th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.